I'm going to open the symposium today with an overview of the symposium. My name is Stephen Venner. I'm a certified professional agronomist. I have 15 years of land application experience. I work with an environmental consulting firm called Cascade Earth Sciences. We're out of Spokane, Washington. I did provide presentation notes back there on a chair. If you would like to pick those up, it shows each of these slides. I also laid an example of a feasibility study back there that we did for Spokane, just an example of a large-scale potential land application system. Not that they're going to do it or anything, it's just an example of something we did a few years ago. And then I know each of you have some stories. Mr. Nutter was sharing a story with me that he was talking about the city of Atlanta 15 years ago looking at this. So it's definitely something that is around. And, you know, we are faced with severely limited water resources. We are focusing on energy and natural resource conservation. And so I think we need a renewed focus on wastewater land application treatment. Land application of wastewater is a valuable treatment option. It's environmentally and economically responsible. We recognize it particularly in arid regions here in the U.S. and abroad. And I think there are huge potentials abroad because we have many years of experience with this that I think that we can share with them. Wastewater land application treatment is not new technology, but it is, in my opinion, underutilized and poorly understood. What is it? Well, it's a natural way to use or reuse wastewater and its associated nutrients by applying it to the land to grow crops. The soil-plant water interactions that provide treatment are equal to that provided by a wastewater treatment plant, but with a lower energy input. And the picture below depicts land application. We apply it to the surface, which traps the fine waste. The root zone takes up, quote unquote, the pollutants. As nitrogen and phosphorus, for example, it stores moisture and it oxygenates the wastewater. The unsaturated zone, vadose zone, is an additional protection buffer for groundwater. It also stores additional water. And then if we've done a good job of managing the land application site, then that good clean water can recharge groundwater. It's well known that conserving, reusing, and recycling water have become primary goals around the world due to water shortages. The greatest water use in descending order is agriculture, industry, and domestic. And these entities have the greatest potential for water use improvements. What's the concern or some example concerns? The Odessa subarea aquifer in central Washington state is a concern right now. There's some very large studies looking at how to fix that problem. The Ogallala aquifer, which spans 8 states in central U.S., are examples. There's another example of a declining aquifer. But there are concerns from the user standpoint sometimes, too. They're concerned that after they implement water conservation practices, that the savings will only be lost to other potential users who do not potentially conserve, reuse, or recycle. There are additional benefits in addition to the conservation, reuse, and recycling. Land treatment typically includes lower maintenance, lower energy costs, reduced liability risk from system upsets, and there's a potential for revenue from the crops and 10 to 30% less capital than other treatment and discharge alternatives. Could you grab that door for me back there, please, ma'am? Thank you. There are some challenges. Lately, there has been limited guidance, and we're going to look at some example guidances here in a minute. Limited research, education, and public outreach on land application to make it more useful to society. Most public, government officials, and traditional treatment engineers are currently not familiar, not aware, and do not truly understand land application technology and its potential. Land application is not commonly or fully taught in treatment engineering courses and higher education. Experience shows that many are not even open to the idea, even if it appears feasible and beneficial. And I know that we have some stories like that among us with the experiences that we've had. Now I want to just share some quotes, some perspective from some past guidance. From some guidance in 1997, indicated land treatment is deceptively simple. Although there are successful systems, there are many which have or will fail as a result of misapplication. Definitely a fear, a concern, something that needs to be managed. But these problems can be avoided with good engineering and system management. In 1979, there was another guidance put out, and in that guidance it had some interesting perspective as well, I thought. Why then has land application not been widely practiced? Obviously that implies that they were suggesting it was a good thing to consider. Part of the answer lies with the structure of the regulations in PL 92500, which were established to approach zero discharge of industrial waste by a stage-wise approach. Each stage was more restrictive, but by sequencing, industries could more economically achieve the ultimate goals. If long-range sequence were considered, land-based treatment may be the most cost-effective. And then they try to put it in perspective, from a larger perspective, I guess. Therefore, while land application may appear at any point in environmental decision-making to be a safari gun approach to the mosquito-sized problem of waste treatment, in the end, the problem of total pollution control is actually a tiger. So look at the bigger picture. Think about 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. In 1981, we had some guidance that indicated there was a revision to a document published in 1977, and this guidance said that the revisions were necessary because of a large amount of research data, criteria, and operating experience that had become available in recent years. As a result, the PL 92500, which we just mentioned in a previous slide, and PL 95217, the interest in and use of land treatment concepts has increased significantly and is expected to continue to increase. We've seen some of that, but I think the continued increase has tended to wane a little bit. Past guidance in 1992, conventional option of providing gravity sewers and activated sludge treatment are often excessively expensive and require significant management costs that lead to unacceptably high burdens for small communities. We're all very familiar with the aging infrastructure, wastewater treatment infrastructure, the fact that it's going to need to be replaced, and a lot of these small communities need to start doing that, but it's expensive and it's hard for them to do that. Land application may be an alternative, or at least costly alternative for them. There are some challenges with land application. Proper land application treatment of wastewater requires a multidisciplinary approach in soils, agronomy, hydrogeology, and engineering. And these are not often found within a single professional firm or academic research entity, and makes the idea of land application more difficult to accept than other traditional treatment alternatives. Furthermore, it requires collaboration within the community, between technical, regulatory, and public entities, which do bridge together when there is strong research and guidance support. It's difficult to bring these entities together without that glue. It is viable today, however. Land application is a cost-effective treatment process that is protective of groundwater if properly managed. And that's the key, properly managed. In eastern Washington State alone, for example, there are more than 18 industrial companies managing more than 30,000 acres of land application. And I'm sure we can all share different areas and pockets where land application is prevalent, certain kinds of entities, whether industrial or municipal, do this. This is just a small example, but this is working well here. The vision and mission, the vision of this, my vision of the symposium is to exchange ideas and information regarding this treatment option. And the mission is to renew the focus on land application treatment because it is both environmentally and economically responsible. Collectively, our experts, you folks here today, have profound experience with multidisciplinary, which we talked about a minute ago, and community collaborative challenges. Each of you will impart some technical, regulatory, public, and or operational aspects of wastewater reuse. And when you do, this provides the rest of us with training opportunities, case studies, and examples of land-based treatment systems and wastewater reuse. We have speakers from Oregon, California, Southern California, Georgia, Arizona. I'm not sure Lonnie's here. Is Lonnie here? I haven't seen Lonnie. He may not be here. Washington, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, and again, Florida.